Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I'm just going to share with you some thoughts and some question came from some sisters. My thoughts start 4 or 5 days ago. 4 or 5 days ago, I have too many conditions and too many situations, but the bottom line is something came in my heart. I imagine myself dead in the front of me. I imagine myself, I'm dead in the front of me. Do you think all the topic we talk about it will be legitimate? No. The person who are dead, he doesn't care about his pain, meaning the physical pain, the physical diseases. He doesn't care about it. Because the moment you die, you have no physical pain. It's different pain. وَالْعَيْزُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah save us. By this way, once you die, this worldly affair, this drama, this family stuff has no meaning. No meaning at all. It will not bother you at all. You are completely cut from this life. And you have a completely different worry. And different agony. وَالْعَيْزُ بِاللَّهِ This is why Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, every time somebody talk about death, he used to faint. Faint and scare. And when people talk about يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ and other, it doesn't bother him too much. And when they ask him, Ya Uthman, we talk about Jannah and Jahannam, you do not faint. We talk about death, you faint. How? He said, did you not hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Death and the grave is the first stage of Qiyamah. And whoever have it easy, what next is easier. And whoever have it difficult, next is more difficult. And all of a sudden, I was talking to myself like crazy. And I said, Subhanallah, what the difference between us and a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The companion only worry about death and the journey after death. And what we worry about it? He said, she said, I'm upset with you. Why you tell me this? Why you tell me that? And the dunya, and this, and a material life. What it meaning? This is heedlessness, and it doesn't matter you are a learned person or not learned person. By this way, if you ask me, you want to have a thermometer to check your belief, very simple. Think about what you're thinking about, what you're aching for, what do you want? This talk, you heard it from me many times, but do we have it? No. All of a sudden, with the Quran and Hadith and everything, we're sliding to material life and dunya, and we do not feel it. But, very simple. I send you a link, you send me a link. I send you agyu, you send me agyu. I send you Hadith, you send me Hadith. I send you, the whole Ummah sending link and Hadith, and ayat, but we bankrupt. Insha'Allah, I have a message after this message, explaining everything in detail. In a very short manner, but after this. Now, and I see also people between worldly life, jobs, this, that, and you have another minya, vacation, food. And something hit me. The companion did not go for a vacation. It's not a human being. They went. But different kind of vacation. They go for sabilillah, for the oneness of Allah, for seclusion's sake, for goodness sake, for da'wah. What happened if I visit all this earth and I enjoy the beauty of Allah, but I do not gain the wisdom behind it? What the difference between the beauty of Alaska and Hawaii and whatever? What the difference between that and the fitna of money, or the fitna of houses, or the fitna of cars, or the fitna of women, or the fitna of men, or the fitna of the children? Because something hit me. How come Allah did not talk about the beauty of the earth? How come the companion do not care about it? All of a sudden, one third of the population is starving to death and they're suffering, and another population enjoy their life and having a vacation, look to the beauty of Allah, and that's it, and taking a photo. And after that, shaitan manipulate it and give it a different name to verify your intention. Now, one sister, she sent me a question. Hopefully I remember to cut it and paste it and send it to you. And the bottom line, she said, I'm concerned about hypocrisy. I think I consider about hypocrisy. I wish I have it with me now. I did this topic at least 35 years ago, minimum. I did it for me. And what I did, I compiled the qualification of a mu'min and qualification of the hypocrite. And I tell you the truth. I find out the qualification of the hypocrite is 18. And from 18 quality, I find I have 17. 17 quality of hypocrisy, one quality of a mu'min. If you don't believe me, all you have to do, compile, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the believer is. That's it. Allah talk about the believer do this, the believer do that, the believer do this, the believer do this, the believer do that. It's Allah. By the way, do not tell me a hadith daif or qawi. And المنافقين, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, they do this, they do that, they do this, they do that. By the way, I send you in this message all the verses about hypocrisy. The majority of them from Quran. Read them. And if you want to know, to make it easy, flip it, will be a mu'mineen. Okay? Now, where am I from all this? Now, we hear all this story, we hear the ahadith, we hear this. How we put it together? I will tell you. Let's go to the history of hypocrisy. The history of hypocrisy, it did not start in Mecca. It started in Medina. Because in Mecca, you cannot be a hypocrite. You cannot. You cannot. Because to embrace Islam, either you have to run away and leave your family and house, or immigrate, or torture to die. Is no way. You cannot say, oh Allah, oh Rasulullah, can I be a mu'min and some hypocrisy? No. That's why when you study, no hypocrisy in Mecca at all. Hypocrisy starts in Medina. And you will not believe it. You will not believe it, what I'm going to tell you. It's really scary. You know the hypocrisy starts when? It's bending. The sign of hypocrisy starts with bending. And what Allah talk about it? They remember Allah less. They go salah lazy. And what else? And if you tell them it's bending, their hand is tight. And tell them if you do a good deed, you will not be. If you try to be united, divided. Read the ayat, please. Now, the scholar galvanized all this and they said, what is the mu'min? Iman ma waqara fil qalb, in the heart, wa saddaqahu al-amal. By this way, your tongue, your heart, your action equal is a mu'min. Very simple. Your heart, your tongue, action is equal. And not in the front of people. Oh brother, oh sister, how are you? Salaam alaikum. No, we have all this. All of us look so good with each other and in the masajid. Once we come to personal life, it's bankrupt. Why? This is very bad. Or read the ahadith about nifaq. It's really scary. Okay, read. Now, huge difference between I send you a link and you send me a link. Give you a hadith and give me a hadith. What happened if I keep sending and all this? Did I live it? No. It's really, remember it. I hardly anybody send a link and he know what he's talking about. Because literally what happened, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the end of time, what will happen? Well, the knowledge will spread, but no action. For example, today, you meet each other. Our condition is this and this and this and this. We have a problem with a woman. We have a problem with upbringing. We have a problem with men. We have a problem with each other. What are we doing about it? By the way, we talk about our problem, but we're not making initiative and effort and sacrifice to take care about it. Believe it or not, there is a sign of hypocrisy. But as we look at the style of spending, the style of thinking, the style of thought, this is why I will send you another message, okay, but completely different. When one person, atheist, he debate a scholar, and he tell him, your Quran is wrong. He said, why? He said, look at your condition. Your condition is the opposite of Quran. I will explain it to you. By this way, when you look, okay, when you look in hypocrisy, when even some people came in Rasulullah, some Arab, meaning Bedouin from the desert, and they said, ya Rasulullah, we are a mu'mineen. He said, no. Say, you are a Muslimin, but Iman did not inculcate in your heart. You see? And this is what's happening. We have almost close to Islam. But what about Iman? And by the way, Islam is different level. Iman is different level. And what else? Hypocrisy also different level. And different style. Are we care about it? Astaghfirullah al-Azim, no. And wonder what happened. Where is the hypocrite? In the bottom of hellfire. Not the non-Muslim, not the disbeliever. Who is a hypocrite? The one who got the message, he's supposed to believe it, but his action is different. When I study a few verbs very well. Lughat Quraysh, the language of Quraysh, which is the language of Quran. They agree. In Quraysh, they used to call the kazzab, the liar is a hypocrite, and a hypocrite is a liar. What is a liar? What is a hypocrite? The one, his tongue and his heart is not equal. If your hand, if your tongue and heart equal your action, you are honest. If your heart and tongue not equal your action, you are a hypocrite. Look what we busy about it today. By this way, if you ask me, all of us has a certain level of hypocrisy. All of us. All of us has disease of the heart. All of us has Islam touched with Iman. But once you are a mu'min, all the affair of dunya, you do not care about it. All the affair, you will never act. I said it before. The way I'm watching each other, we're acting like a bunch of kids in the kindergarten. Oh yeah, mommy, look what he did. He takes a pen from me. I'm upset. We're making drama over what? Imagine we have a lot to do. We have a lot to achieve for us and the whole ummah. And this is what we worry about. By the way, look at the amount of talking daily. Look at the amount of action daily, the amount of thought daily, the amount of money daily. Two chapters, believe me, if you read them, you're scared. Al-Hadid and Al-Tawbah. Why? The whole topic about spending, the people who delay spending is a munafiqeen. But in Hadith, it was more aggressive. Munafiqeen, mushrikeen, zalimeen, kafirin, fasiqeen. Just delay spending. And spending in here is not only spending money, it's spending time and effort. Look at today, we can do a lot, but we have no time. Is the companion will do that? No. And what is the hypocrisy and the disease of the heart? Hypocrisy, you see, when you study even the ahadith, Rasulullah make a lot of dua about the hidden hypocrisy, the hidden shirk, the hidden kibr. Is a musibah. Is a big musibah. Is a big musibah. By this way, the sister, she asked me about hypocrisy. Please, is a lot. Is a lot. This topic is big, is deep. But are we serious? We're not serious. If you're not serious, is a hypocrisy. Because very simple. All the disease of this life, the physical disease, it has only one cure, death. But the disease of the heart has a different cure. Torture in the grave until Yawm al-Qiyamah, and torture in Yawm al-Qiyamah until you go to Jahannam. Which one you worry about it? Cancer? Any kind of diseases? No, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Because cancer, you will not take it with you in the grave. The death will cure you from all the physical diseases. You have no pain. But when you, whatever you go with the grave, with the diseases of the heart. If you do not cleanse your heart now, you will pay for it in the grave. It's not your sins. I said it many times. Now, by this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the hypocrite from different style. They delay worship, they lazy, they do not spend, they not united, they do not get together for goodness sake, they do not do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy al munkar, they cannot obey when Allah commanded to obey. You will hear it and you see it in chapter An-Nisa, meaning when they have any affair, they supposed to say, what Allah and Rasulullah said, finish. But today what we do? We try to manipulate the truth. We try to manipulate the Sharia. We try to manipulate everything to do with Allah, we manipulate it to fit our goal. Now, something hit me a few hours ago, maybe more. You remember Rasulullah someone, he said, in authentic hadith, Rasulullah someone, he said, whoever said, لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة. Whoever makes shahada with ikhlas دخل الجنة. Read about this topic. What meaning ikhlas? And even a man, ask him, ya Rasul, what is ikhlas of the لا إله إلا الله? To summarize it, because this hadith has many narration, he said, to make you do what Allah wants you to do and get away from what Allah do not want you to do. When I was young, at least, I don't remember, maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, one sheikh advised me about one dua. Listen to this dua. The dua what? Oh Allah, make me make shahada with complete ikhlas. Haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tabliğan wa anta radin anni wa mutaqabbal minni. Meaning, oh Allah, make me live and die with la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, with complete iman and yaqeen. Truthfulness, meaning with action according, with complete da'wah to Allah according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you, Allah, please accept my effort and put barakah in it. You see the complete dua? To the point he teach me to make this dua every time before salah and after salah. Now, a lot of the people in the ummah make dua. Can I make dua and after that do not make an effort? Is a hypocrisy. Make dua for me and that's it. No. What is the truthfulness of dua? To acting upon the dua. You see, apply this to worship, to spending, to be good, to get together, you name it, every topic. Are we following Allah wa Rasuluh or are we following our nafs? My dear brother and sister in Islam, is a big topic. 30, 40 years ago, I used to buy books about nifaq only, collecting all the hadith and ayat. Where are we from all this? And we are in the end of time. And when you study, you find out the mu'min have ikhlas. The hypocrite has no ikhlas. Anyway, my dear sister in Islam and brother in Islam, I just give you a glimpse. By the way, if I have ikhlas, I have to check what I have in my heart, what I have in my tongue, what I have in my hand and my action. When I wake up, what I want. When I go to sleep, what I want. How I want to spend my day. How I want to spend even my feeling, my love, my inspiration. How I spend my money. How I ache. My dear brother and sister in Islam, one scholar when I was young, he said, talking about the disease is a disease. Today we talk about our diseases. He did, she did, he did, she did, and the ummah doing and this. What are we doing about it? The moment Allah allow you to talk about the disease of the ummah, you are obligated to follow it by action. How much? The utmost. Now we have sidq. Today we give Allah 5%, 2%, 1%. This is a good one. This is a good people. You call this ikhlas? Look at how many ayat about the sign of ikhlas and the sign of sidq. You have to do the utmost. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us fi sidq, fi sirr wal alaniya. May Allah make us truthfulness in the seen and unseen. And may Allah give us sincerity in the seen and unseen. And to make it easy for you, I will give you one word and we'll close. If you have ikhlas in the unseen, you have ikhlas in the seen. But if you feel alone, this is hypocrisy too. Because nobody sees you. And what is abd? Relationship between us and Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah save us from hypocrisy, seen and unseen. Shirk, seen and unseen. Kibr, seen and unseen. May Allah guide us to be truthfulness abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.